a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. It's the second half of the show. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for hanging out with us on a Tuesday. We've got some things to get through here. I just wanted to, before we jump in, just your daily dose of feeling down. You ready for this? Dr. Fauci, everybody's favorite COVID-19 advisor for the country, says baseball is more likely to finish its season than football is. And I didn't like that assessment at all. I think it was just the obvious, like, because of how much contact goes on in football.
He's trying to, like, gain social media influence.
Well, no, the problem is
he's making these outlandish statements.
No, you know what's happening is that
Dr. Fauci, he'll get clicks and followers.
He's looking at it just purely from the standpoint of, well, which one do you touch each other more? And it's not baseball. Baseball, you know, you think about how far away these guys are. They're spread out from one another kind of generally, right? And in football, I just think about how – you just think about the huddle – and you think about these guys all facing each other. You think about guys tackling one another. I think it was, you know, you've sort of opened my eyes to looking at, I watch linemen now because you've told me about how you're like, just watch a game and see how few times linemen fall down because of how athletic they are now.
Right.
I mean, these guys are 6'6", 330, and they're massive athletes.
So you can't stay on your feet, you don't play.
Right, and so they just don't let, you cannot fall down. And I'm like, wow, I watch it now, and I'm just like, these guys are in each other's faces, beating each other up face to face. They're never going down on the ground, and you're going, hmm. And then you even think about guys that I don't know who is more prone. What positions are more prone to getting COVID-19 versus others? I don't know.
I mean, close contact, fine. Young athletes, are they going to be like Donovan Mitchell, and are they going to be just asymptomatic and just kind of, you know, whatever? And I mean, you're so you know, attuned to playing injured and playing through stuff. I think of all the times I was like sick with like the flu kind of symptoms, and that was just like, you just play. And sometimes you played better when you have the Michael Jordan
ESPN
flu
30,
game.
ESPN 30 for 30s in the future will be his COVID-19 game against the Bills.
And so, you know, I don't know. I don't think the players on the field are the problem. It's the people out in public, if they go and they spread it to people. I guess that's the challenge. But I highly doubt most of the players, because they're young and they're in good shape and they don't have, you know, respiratory issues.
Right. So I was just more depressed seeing that because I thought, I'm so not interested in watching baseball. I feel like baseball does not deserve eyeballs this year.
I don't know if it deserves them ever.
I know. I have a bad relationship with baseball right now. Oh, all right, Scott, just a little positivity here then.
I'm just mad the minor league season is canceled
because we couldn't go to all the Bees games.
Going to the Bees games.
So here's the deal. Let's talk about the greatest of all time, the GOAT in different sports, okay?
I don't want to talk about me tonight. Seriously,
can we just not focus on me? Okay, let me go. Now, this is an interesting article that Yahoo Sports did because they just gave you a 1 versus 2 or a 1A, 1B. You didn't get to choose, like, oh, none of the above. I think it's so-and-so. So let's start things off here with basketball. Greatest of all time. So in basketball, they have LeBron James up against Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
No question, right?
In my mind.
I think so, too. I'm the same way. I like LeBron. I think he's very athletic. I think that the league is more athletic than it's ever been.
Do you know what I don't like about LeBron?
What?
It's the bot championships.
Oh, just it's going let's from go like
get
city
a
su- to city.
Let's go get a super team like we did when we were growing
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're, you know, I'm going to, I mean, come on. And you buy super teams and you still lose, what, 6 championships? I mean, you can't, it's like you shouldn't, you know, I don't know. It just always rubbed me wrong, and it's always rubbed me wrong.
Maybe you disagree with this, but they have the greatest of all time in the NFL. You ready for this? Jerry Rice versus Tom Brady. Two different positions. But who's the greatest of all time? The goat of all goats in the NFL. You're going to be partial to quarterbacks because you're a quarterback.
Well, no, it's not quarterbacks. The guy won 6 Super Bowls. I mean, it's just hard to beat
that. It's not like Jerry Rice is a slouch when it came to winning championships.
No, no. You could argue, you know, you've been exposed more to how Jerry Rice was a player in practice. The way he was
in practice. He's got records that won't get touched either.
The way he was in practice, he was legendary. And the way he performed in big games and the consistency and the longevity and all of the records. Like Tom Brady, you know, Peyton Manning and Drew Brees and, you know, some of these other guys have a comparable record as far as personal statistics.
Yeah, sure.
Right? But they certainly don't have the championships. And, You could argue either one there.
My thing about Jerry Rice being so amazing is he doesn't – it's not even close. Every play, Tom Brady touches the football. Not every play does Jerry Rice touch a football. And he was still able to be so amazing even under those circumstances where maybe once every 4 plays he gets to touch the ball. But he's the greatest of all time at his position, no doubt. And I just wonder if it's enough to be better than Tom Brady in an era when everybody just loves recency bias and loves what Tom Brady did.
Tom Brady is like 3 plays away from winning like 8-9 championships. I mean, the David Tyree throw, you know, a couple of
and of course they got the interception too.
Yeah, they should have run.
Think
Marshawn
about the
Lynch.
Falcons almost beating him.
Falcons,
too.
Yeah,
so
meltdown,
you know,
yeah.
It's like it goes
kind of washes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, still 6 championships. And he's the common thread through all of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Greatest Brady. Of all time in baseball. They gave us 2 options, Willie Mays or Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth made baseball.
He's kind of that Michael Jordan for baseball he's the name that everybody kind of associates with the sport, right?
Yeah.
Which is amazing to me. This is how
What was their argument for Willie Mays?
Willie Mays, way ahead of his time. He was a five tool player. Like he was the most all around player. Yeah. Awesome defender.
Babe
Gold
Ruth
Glover.
Was a pitcher.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, no doubt. He has this crazy. And
yeah,
the other
but
thing
Babe
was
Ruth was kind of a bigger than life figure. You know, his off the field was his
as gargantuan as being on the field. Yeah, and that's when you know, in a weird way, now athletes back then were even more. Celebrities than they are now because there were so few of them that we were putting on that pedestal. Now, like, every athlete's a superstar, it seems like.
Yeah.
Let me throw some numbers out there for Babe Ruth. 714 home runs. That's third all-time. Frankly, it's second all-time.
And it was just...
Behind Hank Aaron.
It was shocking, right? Because it was just shocking.
They were hitting... I mean, the fields they were hitting on, too. 450 right. feet yeah. Across the board.
It's probably one of those records I think a lot of people said that never be broken.
Second in RBI, 2,200 RBI. His career batting average was .345. Like, just...
Right. Amazing.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And he had 60 home runs in 1927. And despite all this, I mean, he won. Willie Mays was an all-star 20 years, and he was a gold glover 13 years. So, like, I mean, you know how good he was across the whole thing, but he won 100. Babe Ruth almost won 100 games as a pitcher. He was a less than 3 ERA as a pitcher. So, I don't know. I think Babe Ruth. It's a weird thing because you think about him playing in the 20s and 30s, and to have his name be so ubiquitous for this for the sport is a pretty amazing thing.
Babe Ruth.
Hockey. Ready?
Hockey. Wayne Gretzky.
What about Mario Lemieux? He's not the great one. You're not called the great one. There's a record that'll never be touched when it comes to goals and assists. And
is Lemieux the other guy?
Mario Lemieux.
No. Yeah. Gretzky.
9-time MVP was Gretzky. That's pretty tough to beat. okay, now here's one for you.
They said Gretzky was skating in just a different like planet than everyone else.
I got to see him play in person before he retired when he was Los Angeles King, and that was a big deal. And I remember the Dallas Stars played him, and they beat the Stars like 5-0. And I remember, I just don't care. I got to see Bobby McSorley beat somebody up in the game.
Right.
And then I got to see Wayne Gretzky skate around and score a goal.
Yeah, that's a twofer right there.
How about Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods?
Oh, man.
You're partial to Tiger.
I'm going to say Jack Nicklaus.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Tiger kind of has fizzled out at the end of his career. There was a lot of time that Tiger could have been a lot more dominant.
He would have been the Wayne Gretzky of golf, no question.
Yeah, and he just kind of didn't quite get it done.
I'm going to go with Tiger. Tiger, his body of work, though, I know that it hasn't been like well-rounded at the end. To win the Masters last year, pretty dang cool.
Well, and Jack Nicklaus did it at 46.
I know, but the thing is that that might end up being the deal. But I think by the end, we're going to look at Tiger. I don't even like Tiger Woods as a person, but I like his game. It's always fun to watch Tiger.
Yeah.
I don't think there's been a figure in sports on TV that we wanted to like, that we had to see in an event more than Tiger Woods.
I watched golf because Tiger Woods was there.
Absolutely. Taking the break, we got more to go. News, traffic, and weather. Oh, no, we just had that. When we come back, no news, traffic, and weather. We will have just the regular ending to the show. It's a 2-minute drill next on KSL's Unrivaled.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.